Security agents arrested Bishop Jackson Yemba and civil society activists Justason Victor and Robert Guya Antipas of the local NGO Yea Mora Wednesday night and Thursday morning. The three are being detained at a Yea military facility. Lawyer Victor Batale, who is representing all the three men, says public prosecutor Laduwani told him his clients are being charged with treason and gathering people with the intention of disturbing the peace under sections 64 and 80 of South Sudan's Penal Code of 2008. Batali says the government has accused his clients of crimes they did not commit.
These charges are not genuine with reasons that there are no substantial evidence, and two, they are not involved in inciting any public in regard to the section 64. Therefore, Justason completely innocent. First of all, there has never been a gathering. There has never been a meeting held to effect the demonstration. And so these are just claims.
On Tuesday, the families of Bishop Yemba, Justason, and Robert Guya said the three were engaged in a routine daily evening prayer devotion when they were arrested. Batali says it would be unfair if the public prosecutor uses that prayer to claim they were meeting to plan actions against the government.
Every evening they normally have prayers in the house. And so that prayer is not something that is organized. It's a kind of a Christian taboo where everybody, you ought to pray every evening before you sleep. So I don't think whether it is right for them to use that evening devotion as a reason of saying they were having a meeting against a government.
Media reports on Tuesday quoted Yea County Commissioner Agre Cyrus Kanyekwa as saying the three men will appear in court today, but Batali says that information is false, noting the police have yet to begin their investigations. Batali says he is worried about his client's continued detention in a military facility.
Even if they have an offense, they need to be handed to the police for investigation. The military will only do investigation to military personnel, and then they take to the military court-martial. But these are civilians. Military cannot investigate. Military are supposed to report them to the police for further directives from public prosecutor. So until now, they are still under the supervision and the custody of military counterintelligence.
Batali says he does not know when the police will begin their investigations or when his clients will appear in court for trial. South Sudan in Focus contacted public prosecutor Laduwani to answer those questions, but Wani said he will not comment because he was traveling to Juba. For VOA News, I am David Monodanga in Juba.